Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Him the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Acts chapter 2 and verse 47. Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Wow. My dear brothers and sisters, the church has only two options: evangelize or fossilize. When we fail to share our faith with those outside the church, we either end up in a holding pattern or in death throes. The New Testament church's growth is described in these words: the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Not only did they influence every level of society, but their enemy said in Acts chapter 17 verse 6, "These who have turned the world upside down have come here too." Question: if your church closed its doors tomorrow, would anyone other than your congregation notice the difference? Think about those early believers. Their assignment seemed geographically impossible. How were they to reach people in far-off places? They had no air travel, no radio, no television, no printing presses, no internet, or any other modern means at their disposal for communicating the gospel. It seemed legally impossible. They were forbidden by the government authorities to speak in Jesus' name, and it seemed socially impossible. After all, who would really listen to a bunch of Galileans, devoid of culture and class? Yet they were witnesses through the power of the Holy Spirit, and people did listen. They did so much with so little, and we seem to do so little with so much. It's reckoned that if just 10% of the members in the average church got serious about evangelism, their church would double in 1 year. By the way, the word translated witness is the same word from which we get our English word martyr. My dear brothers and sisters, these early believers reached the world for Christ because they were willing to devote their lives for His cause. And let me remind you, you must be willing to do the same. I must be willing to do the same. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us. We are in the land of the living, the 1st of February 2024. We are grateful to you for the month of January there that went by so quickly, and that, Lord, you have provided for us, preserved us, protected us, prospered us. And I believe that you'll continue to do so for us in this month. But Lord, I pray that, Father, that you'll give us the grace that we'll prosper in winning souls for Jesus as well. Abba Father, I pray you'll burden our hearts, burden our souls. Abba Father, give us the strategy. Give us that, O Father, intercessions in our spirit that we'll pray for the ones who are perishing. Lord, we'll reach out to the ones that are unreached. Abba Father, give us the grace, O Father. Lord, your word says in Psalms 2:8, "Ask of me and I will give you the heathens as your inheritance, and the ends of the earth as your possession." We ask you, Abba, give us souls in the name of Jesus, and you will be alone exalted. Abba Father, today, Lord, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day, I pray that you will bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand, keep them from the enemy, flourish and prosper them, because they are your heritage. Lord, I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I speak forth healing into their bodies in the name of Jesus, healing into their minds in the name of Jesus. For your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We thank you, Jesus. We love you. We appreciate you. We exalt you. We adore you. And we give you all the praise, glory, honor, and dominion, power and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.